In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. My brothers and sisters, we are in the throne room of the King on high. Wherever there is a throne room of an earthly king, this is where the people gather to make their needs known. They make their petitions before the king, and from this throne, the nobles gather around and hear the word of their king and try to follow his commands. The throne room that we are in is different than an earthly king's. The throne room that we are in is one where earth and heaven meet. It is a place where the nobles gather, where all the faithful gather before the throne of God and bow down and worship and hear the words and the way of life that our King calls us to. Our King is above every other king. And he is unique in his way because he is also, as the Epistle to the Hebrews said, our great high priest. He is different and unique because our great high priest and king has offered himself as a perfect sacrifice, being God and man on behalf of all mankind. In Jesus, the perfect qualities of priesthood are fulfilled. Divine election, meaning God chose. The ability to co-suffer with mankind and to share in that nature with his subjects. And also the mediation for humankind before God. These are the three roles of a priest. And Jesus Christ is uniquely the great high priest, because he's able not just to co-suffer, not just divinely elected, and not just there like the priest of the Old Testament or even our new covenant priests, to offer something to God on behalf and for all mankind. But rather, he is different because his mediation is an atonement in his perfect, holy, and blameless human flesh. In other words, he is the perfect priest and king. And all priests, and even earthly kings, wherever they may be found, are measured by and must look to him to know how to be priests and kings. But that's not just for those unique roles in the earthly plane. Each one of us baptized Christians has been elected by virtue of our baptism to co-suffer with our brethren on earth and to mediate for the world. We all participate in that royal priesthood of Jesus Christ, whose cross sits in our midst here. At the cross is where throne and altar meet. In Jesus, the throne and altar are brought together. They become a means by which human nature is deified and becomes godlike, as the words of St. Athanasius always ring in our ears. The cross becomes the throne and altar where mankind is raised. It's the gateway where we can come to sit at the right hand of our Father on high in his heavenly throne room. The cross is that entry point where we bow down before it and then we walk through that doorway into the kingdom. The cross became the throne and altar because it was transformed from simply an instrument of brutal torture by Jesus Christ's own voluntary going to the cross and suffering the passion for our sake. That is how he sacrificed himself for us. So the cross was transformed. It became no longer just the instrument of torture, but the means by which death and Hades are proclaimed to have no more power over those who bow down before it and make it their own. to bow down and pick up their cross because of Christ's cross. On Golgotha, at that time, the cross became the footstool of his throne and the altar where the atoning sacrifice of the blood of God, the Son of God in the flesh, was offered. That's a very curious line in our hymnography. We call it the footstool of the throne, because it's not just where God is crucified, but it's there that he places his feet and stands his ground and says, this is the entryway into the kingdom. And so because of that, it becomes the altar where we offer our sacrifice because of his ultimate sacrifice on behalf of us, because he loved us so much. Our personal sacrifices are made at and through the cross on Golgotha, the cross that is in our midst this day. The cross is the throne from which grace flows forth into our life. The crosses of our lives only become meaningful through his. Our daily struggles, whatever they might be, they are really opportunities to come before God. I know that's a struggle. It's a struggle for me to think of this hardship as actually an opportunity to come before God, a reminder to go before the cross and lay it at the footstool of the King. All those sacrifices of our time, of our attention to come to the church, especially in these Lenten seasons where there's many opportunities, it's a sacrifice. But it's a sacrifice that we offer to God. The sacrifice of some limited food choices, or of our goods and of our wealth. All of these things can be offered to God. But what is most powerful is when we offer up our frustrated desires and our frustrated goals. For these are so often what get us stuck in the worldly cares, and we begin to lose the activity of faith. We begin to not find and see our way forward. We only look at the frustration, and we forget that this could be a means of knowing God, an opportunity that is before us because of what the cross is. The cross is the throne, the altar, and the means of our entry into heaven and the place where grace flows. That's why the church brings out the cross right smack dab in the middle of Great Lent, to be our own encouragement. Because we can so often be inattentive to the power of the cross. We become numb and used to it because we see it on everything, especially as Orthodox Christians. Almost everywhere you look, there is a cross, maybe a saint holding them, maybe on top of a piece of furniture, on top as we look forward toward the iconostasis. And we become numb to it. We forget its great power. But the cross is the locus of great power to overcome a weapon invincible, it's also called. The cross is the gateway of blessings, and when we make it over ourselves, or the priest or the bishop makes it over you in one of those blessings, or if you make it over things in your daily life or over yourself, those, you and those things are mystically transformed. It begins to participate in that fount and doorway of grace and the gateway into heaven. So I want to end simply with this encouragement to do a little experiment for yourself. For the rest of Lent, make the sign of the cross over yourself between each task that you do. You might feel a little bit ridiculous at first, but that probably means that you aren't making the sign of the cross enough, asking God to bless this next thing. Make the sign of the cross over everything that you can think of as you are about to use it. Make it over your bed, over your clothes as you put them on, over your food, over your family members, your work desk, your computer, your car, your pets, everything. And when you do so, say, Lord, bless. See if it is different than when you put on that jacket without making the sign of the cross or cooking that stew, whatever it might be. I believe it will be different because I've seen it change in my own life. It has consistently changed my life, and I tangibly see and know the difference from when I am making the sign of the cross in that kind of way, because it becomes a means of communion with God and seeking His blessing over all of the little things. That thing becomes the throne, the altar, and the weapon invincible by the sign of Jesus Christ. And whenever I become neglectful in this, I feel so silly of how inattentive and how easy it is to know God by simply making the sign of the cross over myself, over whatever. So I encourage you, take up this experiment that we have in these last 4 weeks leading up to our Lord's resurrection, where we are reminded that the cross is the gateway to heaven, the gateway to the resurrection and all that our Lord has won for us by means of His crucifixion. If we do this, the exhortation of St. Paul becomes our own, where he says, let us come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. If we do this, we have that tangible means from our Orthodox faith by making the sign of the cross, that exhortation of the Holy Apostle to the Hebrews becomes our own. So let us go boldly before the throne of grace and offer all of these things to Him through the making of the sign of the cross. Amen.